Joining me for the update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council is regional artist Carly Westrum. Hello, Carly. How are you?
Good.
I am thrilled you're on the air with me talking about your interest in art and your work within the art world. Let's talk about you, if I could be nosy. Where did you grow up?
I'm from East Grand Forks, Minnesota, so I've been here all my life, and I graduated in 2014 from the East Grand Forks Senior High.
Okay, so you are a local gal, and you're in college now?
Yep, I'm at UND majoring in mathematics and visual arts.
So you're a smart duck then, right?
I don't know about that.
Okay, let's talk about your interest in art. When did you first discover an interest in the world of art, you know, when you were younger?
I guess I've always enjoyed coloring and doing arts and crafts growing up, and it really started when I was a sophomore in high school. My teacher was really encouraging about entering into the Minnesota State High School League regional competition through Sacred Heart. And so I entered one of my drawings, and I got a perfect score from the judges. So kind of right there when I found out my score, and I was really proud of my work putting that piece in, and just seeing the accomplishment I made just that year made me want to continue with art. And actually, that's one of the reasons why I'm majoring in visual arts at UND now, was because of that encouragement starting my sophomore year.
Well, that's great. Now, that was last year, and you mentioned that the event was at Sacred Heart. Was that for area high school? So you were in competition, weren't you?
Yep, there was a competition, and one piece from each category actually made it to state, which my piece did not make it to state, but I was still encouraged with the great score.
What appeals to you about art? What do you like about art? That's a broad question, but you know, what do you like to look at?
I guess I like looking at a variety of work. I find a lot of inspiration from local artists that I've come to know really well. And also I like going to museums locally and also around this area in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. It's just interesting to see all the different styles and also experiment with the subject matters and the different materials in my own work.
Sure.
And it's nice to have a lot of local artists and family and friends that encourage you to keep going with your talent.
So what motivates you? Why do you like doing it?
I guess I like doing some abstract work, but I also like taking my own photos and getting some inspiration from that as well.
So it's basically an expression form for you to express yourself. Do you paint?
Yep, I do paint.
Okay.
I like to draw too, so I like to vary what I'm working on.
So when you hit the canvas then, do you have something in mind all the time, or do you kind of just wing it when you start painting?
Sometimes I just dive right into the canvas and see what happens.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun to do.
Okay. Now, your UND Visual Arts is part of your study time there at the University of North Dakota. What are you learning there?
Right now, I've been taking some drawing courses and also an advanced painting course.
Okay.
So that course gives me a chance to work with my instructor independently and kind of experiment on my own and look into some famous artists from the past and kind of get some idea and inspiration from them. But also in the drawing courses, they offer critiques and let other students look at your work and give you some feedback, which is really nice to have.
Sure, as you're improving and growing. Well, you have some work on display at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery and Shop in downtown East Grand Forks, and you were also involved in a juried art exhibit. Tell me about that.
That was a great event to have. There was a great turnout of people, and we were able to talk with other artists about our work, so that was kind of fun. I had two pieces in there, and one of them was more abstract, and that was kind of experimenting with the materials and just having fun, not having to worry about it looking like the image or anything, any subject matter. The other one was more subject-oriented, and this piece incorporated a skull and a rose, and I thought that was kind of interesting about this man holding these two items, and it kind of represented to me like a lifetime seeing something blossom, and eventually it will die out, but it's at one point in the life, it's kind of beautiful, and we cherish that time.
Very well put. And that work is on display right now?
Actually, I think it just ended, and now it's the student exhibit, but it was on display for about a month.
So students have artwork on display as well now, and that's at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery and Gift Shop, downtown East Grand Forks, right under Mers Avenue. And as you look to the future now, you're at UND, and then what?
I haven't really figured that out yet. Actually, I'm planning to next semester go to Florence, Italy to study art at an art school.
Oh.
For the semester.
Okay. Is that through UND?
Yep, it's one of their options for a study abroad program.
Mm-hmm. Are you a bit nervous about that?
A little excited, a little nervous.
Yeah, okay. Have you traveled overseas before?
I have. I went okay. to Germany.
Okay. So it's nothing brand new then for you. Well, that's wonderful.
No.
And as you, again, this is, you know, hypothetical, but as you, you know, age and grow older, would you like to be in a position of selling your artwork at some point?
Yeah, I hope to continue selling artwork all my life, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And as an artist, if I can, one more question. Our time is slipping by here. Would you prefer creating on your own and not having direction, or are you okay with someone saying, this is what I want from you in a piece of art, and giving you direction as to what you should produce?
I guess personally for myself, I enjoy creating what I want to, and I enjoy selling something that I made myself and I came up with.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like getting ideas and selling or doing commission work as well to see what they enjoy. So it's kind of expressing their ideas and their emotions in a piece. And I'm kind of happy to do that as well.
Well, Carly, it's been a real treat. You're very articulate, and it's been a real joy talking to you on the phone here. Nothing but the best in your studies at UND and on your adventures to Europe. And I would love to hear from you at some point when you're in Europe, and we can chat about that, okay?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. Carly Westrom of East Grand Forks, UND student. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.